Work on the Eastern Corridor Road project, which runs from Tema through the Adome Bridge to Hohwe, KJB and Kulungugu, is progressing steadily. The 700-kilometer project, when completed, will reduce traveling time between the northern and southern sectors of Ghana. The resident engineer of the Eastern Corridor Roads project, Kujua Buaji, tells our Volta Regional correspondent Kobla Ali Kukubo that the main challenges facing the project is a relocation of utilities. He also talks about the state of work and unique features of the road.
The progress of work is quite okay. The contractors are about finishing their road camp, setting up their quarry, and later the asphalt plant. Now they are doing earthworks. So the road works itself will come on when the quarry is set up. So progress is quite fine.
Have you considered the challenges of the physically challenged and the cyclists in your scheme of things?
Yes, for the physically challenged we have, and then also for pedestrians within the towns, we have side walks, and then we have underpasses in all the towns so that people do not have to cross the road.
What are your challenges in the course of the project?
Well, our challenges are mainly engineering challenges in the form of relocation of utilities which have been there for some time, the understanding of the traveling public so that they slow down when they get to areas they are working. Those are the main things. But then engineering wise, we are overcoming the problem.
Resident engineer of the Eastern Corridor Roads project, Kujua Buaji, talking to Kobla Ali Kukubo. The Volta Regional Minister, Ford Kamel, who took his first tour of the project, described it as one with a good concept of economic importance.
The significance is definitely overwhelming. First of all, it will reduce traveling time for the whole country and particularly for the Port Volta region, and especially for travel between south and north. Secondly, it will open up the local economy of the Volta region and enhance a lot of intra-sub-region trade, because what is going to happen is that a lot of traffic flow is going to pass through the Volta region connecting to the north. So you are going to have a lot of support services springing up. Fuel stations, restaurants, hotels, and what have you are going to spend. These are all going to help the local economy. So the significance is definitely overwhelming.
What will be your advice to the communities through which this road is passing?
We need to have patience. The whole process starting this project and the whole process of completing this project is in phases. And people will need to identify themselves with the project and exercise some bit of patience with government and with the contractors. We also need to support the contractors who are on the road and to support the institutions that are working with the contractors to ensure that this road is completed. So chiefs, landowners, and communities should have a big heart and support the whole project for a successful completion.
That was Volta Regional Minister Henry Ford Kamel talking to Kobla Ali Kukubo.